Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip.
Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So at the Olympics, Coco Gauff will join LeBron James as Team USA's flag bearers for the Paris Olympics opening ceremony.
You have the honor of wearing this jacket during the opening ceremony and being a flag bearer with LeBron James.
Exciting for her. Mindy Cohn says that a greedy co-star ruined a possible revival of The Facts of Life by secretly, well, I'll let her tell it.
One of the girls went behind our backs and tried to make a separate deal for a spinoff just for herself and devastated the rest of us who we all, you know, I had booked Palm Royale. Another girl is working. I'm just saying it was... For a 40-year friendship and sisterhood, there was a tidal wave of emotion around it.
Mm.
I think we all know that probably it was Lisa Welchel, you know, of she was Blair on The Facts of Life, because I just have a feeling. I don't think it was Joe, and I don't think it was Tootie. I think it was Blair. Dukes of Hazzard star John Schneider married Paul Sorvino's widow, and Prince Harry blames the British press for his estrangement from Prince William and King Charles, saying the tabloids fuel the family feud. He actually is in an ITV1 documentary, Tabloids on Trial, talking about it.
To what extent do you think that your determination to fight the tabloids destroyed the relationship with your family?
I think there's that's certainly a central piece to it, but you know, that's a hard question to answer, because anything I say about my family results in a torrent of abuse from the press.
Always getting abuse from the press. It's terrible. He remains committed to challenging them legally, and I don't blame him. There are five, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Chiefs games that Taylor Swift can't attend because they conflict with shows on her Eras tour. Two of them are just preseason games, but one of them is on Sunday Night Football. Vanessa Williams is reflecting on the terrifying racism she faced as the first Black Miss America all the way back in 1983. She lost her crown over some resurfaced nude photos, and people were really holding it against her.
There's a tremendous amount of onus, pressure, shame, judgment. I mean, I've said judgment 10 million times, but judgment, responsibility, that I certainly took on as a 21-year-old for sure. And it was global.
Yeah, she still managed to persevere and build a successful career in Hollywood. Now, then, juxtaposed to that is Miss Kansas's Alexis Smith, who addressed her goal to eliminate unhealthy and abusive relationships and revealed at the Miss Kansas pageant that her abuser was in the audience. Take a listen.
Matter of fact, some of you out in this audience saw me very emotional because my abuser is here today. But that's not going to stop me from being on this Miss Kansas stage and from representing as the next Miss Kansas.
She is wonderful. Smith, who won the title on June 8th, talked to ABC's Good Morning America about confronting her abuser and not letting him ruin her moment.
You know, I needed to let him know right then and there that, yes, you're on my mind right now, but you're not going to take this opportunity away from me.
Absolutely not. And Cher is releasing a memoir in two parts. And Milli Vanilli, known for their lip-syncing scandal, is subject of a new biopic. Girl, you know it's true.
You're the number one song in America.
Hey, fun.
They stole our song.
Slow down. What's your business in this neighborhood?
I am the producer!
Maybe we should go to the public, come clean.
People from the outside will never understand this business.
We are lying to our friends, our families.
Oh, it looks really emotional. I'll be interested to watch that one. And a dirt alert. So a new audio recording. All right, calm down, minions. A new audio recording reveals that Billy Ray Cyrus, it was insulting his estranged wife, Fire Rose, in this recording that she made, and it was obtained by TMZ, and it features Cyrus calling her, well, Let's hear. She was mad. He was mad at her because she made him late for an event. Just take a listen.
It's done. Now I'm really you once again showed me you will not listen. I don't know who think you are, but you will not listen. Oh, and this ain't about your bracket. This ain't about your surgery. This ain't about nothing. This is about you being a selfish. I don't think you're real smart. I've changed my mind on that. What you are is a selfish.
Yeah, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Yeah. Here's the thing. She was a gold digger, Billy. Could you not see that? All right, that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. I gotta go.